During the first few months of the pandemic, Constable James Cadigan says the number of reported incidents for traffic, property crime, and other criminal code offenses had noticeably dropped off. He says this was simply due to the fact that everybody was at home during this time.
As the community has adjusted back to kind of a stable operation, the prevalence of occurrence, whether it's crimes against persons, crimes against property, or other criminal code offenses, we have seen data start to shift back to consistency with past years.
It was different for the amount of reported offenses related to crimes against persons. Constable Cadigan says those numbers remained about the same. Over at the Iris Kirby House, Michelle Green has also seen an impact from COVID-19. She says at the beginning of the pandemic, the number of residents they had stay with them was lower than usual.
The calls were about the same, but we saw a significant decrease in the number of women who came to the shelter for to stay.
So they did what they needed to make it a safe space. Green says they have opportunities to help women isolate if they come here from another province, as well as during the height of the pandemic, having lots of opportunities for isolation. Wearing masks, sanitizing, and keeping a safe social distance, as well as other safety measures, is a high priority there. She said it wasn't till towards the end of summer when things started to pick back up again.
It's been significantly busy, so we certainly think the pandemic and the stressors on people have had some opportunities that people are not coping well, as well as the economic losses and economic hardship.
Isolating because of COVID-19 has affected people in many different ways. People are spending much more time in each other's company at home. This can have a big strain on relationships, and especially ones that are already toxic in nature. Green and the Iris Kirby House has seen the effect of the virus firsthand. But even though the virus is a big worry, places like the Kirby House are doing all they can to make sure safe spaces are even more safe. For Kicker, I'm Ella Burke.